pirate hats, and then Saturday pirate swords, but nothing metal, of course.
Nothing metal.
No.
You sign a little waiver before you get your sword.
Yeah, just to have fun. You know? I mean, this is all about having fun.
Well, this sounds like fun. So the 29th, leap day evening, then the 1st of March and the 2nd of March, all at 7:30, right on Lincoln Avenue in Bellevue. You'll find the Pittsburgh Savoy Arts headquarters there. And it's a Paradox Pirate Party, a leap year birthday benefit. You're making me want to stop by if I can. I hope I might be able to do that.
Well, that would be great, Larry. We'd love to see you.
For more details, simply go to their website, which is pittsburghsavoyards.org. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, we have a lot of really fun people that are involved in this, including our music director, Guy Rizzo. So there's a real wonderful... classy group of singers that'll be there, and it'll be really fun. And you can sing along on your favorites.
Sounds,
and sea shanties as well, so it'd be nice.
Sounds fun. It sounds like a great way to meet people, interact, and simply have a good time. Thanks, Lynette, and hopefully we'll see you there.
Okay, thanks so much, Larry.
Take care. PittsburghSavoyArts.org for additional details. Mike and Mars is on the cutting edge of games. He's involved, and he mentions that cribbage and backgammon are still quite popular. When you roll a 2 and a 4, that's called a lumber number, according to the book I'm looking at right now, and that would be 2 by 4, the lumber number, right? Oh, this is great. 2 threes is called a Brooklyn forest because it's a pair of trees. Well done again if you came up with dice for our high clue answer. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when the Sound Hound visits next hour.
Be less. accessory more me.
Susan also got the correct answer to our high clue, as did Ralph, playing along on Facebook. And Michael, thank you for a pretty picture you took, which shows a tug pushing up a barge on the Mon near Monessen. What a pretty picture. Thank you for sending it to us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and the new easy-to-use slbradio.org/radio.
Lot of things, I know I missed you once again. You asked me where I've been, my friend. Well, I've been around the bend and back again and here again. I missed you, friend, I fear. It's just that I've been on the road for 50 years. Hills and dales tell many tales. I've heard them all, my friend. With Willie, we've been back and forth. The road, it never ends. From Bakersfield, like Buck and Merle, we've lived 100 years. I tell you, friends, I've seen a lot in 50 years. Five times 10 or 10 times 5 times 2 makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years, boys, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I'll tip my hat and raise a toast to 50 years. Seem long, don't get me wrong, most y'all would agree. The fashions change, they change the game, and then the locks don't fit the key. There's nothing to be feared, my friend, no need to shed a tear. It's just, I never thought I'd last 50 years. I watched the same sun burn the sand, melt the mountain snow. I sailed the seas and felt the breeze that only sailors know. I played the king and seen many things that often bring a tear. You'll see a lot if you hang around for 50 years. 5 times 10 or 10 times 5 times 2 makes quite a sum. Half the that makes 50 years, boys, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I tip my hat and raise a toast to 50 years. Yeah. 50 years. Might catch up to Willie one of these days. My. Hope you like it, Jamie. 100 years.
Ray Benson and Asleep at the Wheel. 50 years. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, 1 week ago today, a man with the ironic name of Bill Post passed away at the age of 96. I'll tell you more about him in just a few moments.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Program note, next week it's the best of SLB. Ricky and I will be taking a vacation, but we have a past program that we think you'll enjoy. In fact, it's from 2011. So it's one you haven't heard for a long time if you heard it the first time. We'll be back on March 2nd. And on WRCT, we'll actually be preempted altogether next week as the station has its annual massive music weekend featuring half-hour blocks from its extensive record library. Bill Post is the co-inventor of the Kellogg's Pop-Tart, which ironically, they hired him to do just that. That is to try to beat their rival, the Post Company. The Post Company had a toaster pastry, and Kellogg's was worried they were going to fall behind. Post had something called Country Squares. Never heard of them, and that's because I think the Pop-Tart did very well. The Heckman Biscuit Company, which was owned by Keebler, had Mr. Post working for them, Mr. Bill Post. And Kellogg's was able to convince Mr. Post to come and work for them. And Mr. Post had early in his career been a truck washer and mechanic, and he eventually started to work to invent the Pop-Tart. He got a call in 1963 from Kellogg's saying, could you help us do this? And Mr. Post was the plant manager at the time of the Heckman Biscuit Company. We have this idea. We'd like to come up with something shaped like bread that you could put in a toaster, said the executives. And the boss at the idea said, this is crazy. Bill Post embraced it, and he got the project to actually come to life. He basically took two pieces of pastry, put them together, pinched the ends, came up with the whole concept of Pop-Tarts. He passed away at the age of 96, and I'll put his biography up on our website so you can take a look at it. Bill Post. Says he often spoke to school children about his business career, bringing along what seemed to be a never-ending supply of Pop-Tarts along with him. His favorite flavor, frosted strawberry untoasted. Well, the Sound Hound is coming by. And today's Sound Hound will be interesting. I think it's one you're probably either going to immediately know or you're going to be scratching your head. I guess that's the way they always are, but this one, well, we'll see how you do with it. That was Jagtime Millionaire, recorded live on the Saturday Light Brigade, December 22nd, 2018, with Stratton Ragg, just a great musician he is. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. The Sound Hound has come by, and let me, are you there? Yes, he's there. And let me see. Easy boy. Okay, let me see now here if I can get the sound. Whew. And here it is. 412-200-5975. Once again. You're going to have to. It might not be as easy as I thought. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. You can also use Interact Live at our website.
Well, I had a little comb and I put it in a sack and I took it to the mill. Well, it come right back. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Yeah, done broke down.
Can't get no grind. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Well, the beer is tugging on overtime. Time in the mill. Yeah, done broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
Well, done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Well, done broke down.
I can't get no grind. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
Don't want no stuff. If you can't grind a meal, just bring me the husk. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
I can't get no grind. Tell me what's the matter with the mill.
My pop's been crying.
But it too.
I've been doing the mill. There ain't nothing to do. What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
Done broke down.
Can't get no grind. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. My pop's been crying.
Well, come on, people, take my advice. If you kill a little way, just waste of time. What's the matter with the pound?
Done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It done broke down.
I can't get no ground.
Tell me what's the matter with the mill. I went to the mill Friday night. Had to tell my woman we ain't working right. What's the matter with the mill?
It done broke down.
What's the matter with the mill?
It done broke down.
Can't get no ground. Tell me what's the matter with the mill. I'm finally
T. pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you'll find happiness without an end whenever you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream. And nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got will be a lot if you pretend. You'll find a love that you can share. One you can call all your own. Oh. Just close your eyes, she'll be there. And if you sang this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend?
Ready for the big finish. It's got a little ah-ah-ah in it. That's it. And a lot of guesses are coming in. And let's see how we do here. Oh, Bruce wrote that he was glad that Bill Post got to see Kansas State beat North Carolina State 28-19 in the inaugural Pop-Tart Bowl. I didn't know there was a Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando, but indeed there was. Kathy and Jack had a guess of Dance Fever to our Sound of Hound sound, and you are definitely on the right track. Here's the clue again. And Drew came up with the correct answer. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. Drew, yes, Drew has the correct answer. And Susan, sometimes known as the other Susan, also has the right answer, as does Zach. And Mike and Mars has the correct answer, too. And here comes Larry in Elwood City, also correct. I was not sure if this would be a good Sound Hound or not when the Sound Hound brought it to me, and I'm really glad we did it. The Sound Hound was looking in a mirror when he created this sound. Jesse in Point Breeze got it. And so did Bruce in Ingram, and Dan in Mercer also has it. And let's see, here comes Annie. Caden says it's a guitar. There is a guitar there. And Annie has the exact context, as does John in Economy. And here's Dan in Grove City. Dan, you pretty much have it. Oh, and here come a few more. Bob in Washington has the correct answer, as does Jim in Black Ridge. Wow, I'm amazed at how accurate and precise answers are, including Russ in Kanga, North Carolina. And here's Kevin, who got the correct answer, too. And Linda has it, half of the dynamic duo. And Mark and Irwin, also with the correct answer. And Stu and McCandless has it as well. Were you able to come up with it? Rich in Edinburgh is also on the right track. And the Soundhound wanted you to identify this. And what it was, and still is, actually, was what you get when you take this and play it backwards. And blissfully, you can only have that first few seconds. Or you can have a little bit more. It's the song Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud, women walk, but being kicked around since I was born. Bill in Homer City also got it correct. Well done, Bill. Don't worry. We'll only let it go for a little bit longer. Well done if you got it. I was amazed by how many people identified the song and identified that we were playing it backwards. Amazed, but not surprised. And thank you, Soundhound. Soundhound, thank you. Thank you so much. We'll give the Soundhound just a little bit of food and let the Bee Gees go off. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes. Jim in Crafton Heights also came up with the correct answer. We'll be right back. Well, we now have the pleasure of welcoming Alexis Jabor, who is here to talk about a teen poetry slam taking place this coming Friday night, February 23rd at 6 o'clock at the Shaler Library. And let's welcome Alexis Jabor. Hello, Alexis.
Hello, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Tell us a bit about what's going to be going on.
Yes. So I work for City of Asylum, and we sponsor the Youth Poet Laureate of Allegheny County program. Once a year, we accept applications, and a panel of judges decides on a Youth Poet Laureate and some runners-up, the Youth Poet Ambassadors. This year's Youth Poet Laureate of Allegheny County, Hallie Dong, decided that with her title, she wanted to organize this teen poetry slam. And it's the first time in the 4 years we've done the Youth Poet Laureate program that the winner has done a project. But that's what she wanted to do. So I said, yeah. And we've put together this teen poetry slam.
Well, absolutely wonderful. And it's free. It's at the Shaler North Hills Library. It starts at 6 o'clock. Can teens show up to participate, or is the roster decided in advance?
We are encouraging everyone to register ahead of time. But, you know, maybe if the roster doesn't fill up, they could surprise get to perform the night of. But definitely, if anyone's thinking about it, they're going to want to register.
And what's the best way to do that?
If you go to tinyurl.com/pghteenslam.
PGH Teen Slam. That's easy to remember. tinyurl.com/PGH Youth Slam. And Dora Lee Brooks, a poet laureate, and our own Alexa Bosick will be among the judges. Themes include identity and social justice. And hours of the event are 6 to 8 o'clock on February 23rd at the Shaler North Hills Library. It's all part of the City of Asylum's Youth Poet Laureate program. What a great event. I really hope it goes well.
Thank you so much.
And I see Hallie will be a judge as well, I think, since she's not participating herself.
Correct.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to mention about it? I'm glad we were able to talk. And there's still time to register, too. Officially, registration ends on February 20th. So if you want to share a poem, you can do so.
Yes. We also encourage, if anyone wants to watch that, you can definitely show up and just show out and support the teams that will be performing that night.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. We always are happy to hear from City of Asylum. Give my best to everybody there when you see them. And thanks for joining us.
I will do that, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Alexis Jabor from City of Asylum. Learn more about the Pittsburgh Teen Poetry Slam contest at tinyurl.com. PGH Teen Slam.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
I am really eager to find a version of Stayin' Alive that I used to have on vinyl years and years and years ago that I haven't been able to find, but I'm going to keep looking. It's a version of the song done sort of in a big band style. We'll see if I'm able to find that. Hopefully I will. As we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org.
When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll disc, I'll be the record company's Valentine. No more philosophic melancholia, 800 pounds of electric genitalia. When I make my top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine. When I make my first Tom Wild Wild synthesized record, everything is gonna be just great. When I make my first Tom Wild Wild synthesized disc, I'll have to get myself a moving band. Costume, hairdo, made up cute, a personal connection in a business suit. When I make my first Tone Wah Wah synthesized record, everything is gonna be just grand. Thank you.
when I make my dynamite heavy soul freaked out record, everything is gonna be just swell. When I make my dynamite heavy soul freaked out disc, I'll be living it up pell mell. Mountaintop hideaway, three car garage, out there hustling that sonic massage. When I make my dynamite heavy soul freaked out solid gold, top 40 big beat rock and roll record, everything is gonna be just fine.
Moe's Allison here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I think I have it here. The Soundhound brought Stayin' Alive. And this group is called Gary Lawrence and his Sizzling Syncopators. You just want to hear them sing, don't you? They're about to do it. And they're about to do it right now.
Oh, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud and woman warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. But it's all right, it's okay. And you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Ha, 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 staying alive. Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive.
Well, you know,
I get low
and I get high.
And if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man, I just can't lose. But it's alright, it's okay. And you may look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on men. Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive. Ha, 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 ha. Staying alive.
It would be a lot of fun to tell somebody this was the original and the Bee Gees were simply covering it, wouldn't it? Jim and Blackridge, thanks for your emails, sending pictures of radios that look like they could be playing this song. Big Finish. There you've got Stayin' Alive. And I remember the day that that album, that LP came into my hands. And it still really makes me smile. I hope it made you smile too. Coming up, our Afterthoughts puzzle, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Acoustic music and family fun, if you're just joining us, the puzzle will give you a chance to go on the radio with us and answer live if you care to. We're excited to have you join us.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Prime Stage's production of And Then They Came For Me, Remembering the World of Anne Frank, takes place at the New Hazlett Theater on Pittsburgh's North Side from March 1st through the 10th as part of Prime Stage's 17th season of Courage and Discovery. More details are available at primestage.com.
Program note, the best of the Saturday Light Brigade airs next week. Ricky and I will be off. We'll be back on March 2nd. WRCT will preempt us all together, only WRCT, as it presents its massive music weekend, featuring recordings from its vast music library, half-hour blocks of individual artists you likely don't know. I looked at the schedule last week, and I probably knew, individual half hours across, about 90? There were at least 96 half-hour blocks plus more, and I think I knew 10 of the artists. So you're likely to hear music you've never heard before as you tune in to Massive Music Weekend, if you do. And that's only on our Pittsburgh affiliate. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Got a little thinking music for you to warm you up here. It's time for this week's Afterthoughts puzzle. What one word naturally follows out, type, and broad? Out, type, and broad. One word naturally follows those three. And if you know what it is, please share it with us at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Tomorrow night, the Pens are going to play the Los Angeles Kings. And Jaromir Jagr, who is still going quite strong in Czechoslovakian hockey, his number is going to be retired. I don't think I've been trying to think of an appropriate song. I do have a Jaromir Jagr story that I can share with you, which I will. But he's back in Pittsburgh. The mullet is gone, according to the Associated Press. But he's still active in his 36th season as a professional hockey player, now in his native Czech league. And his number 68 is going to be retired. I've told this story before, but it's been a while. I had the great pleasure of being in what was then Czechoslovakia, both in Bratislava and the beautiful city of Prague. And I stayed in what was a former indoctrination building that had been either purchased or leased by the University of Pittsburgh. And it was fascinating. It was like a dormitory that contained very Spartan furniture, a shower where the drain was just in concrete on the floor, and you kind of walked in. And I was told this building was used to help, I say indoctrination, that might be a little bit of a judgmental word, but it was used to try to help people understand the way of life that the Soviet Union, the expectation that was had on you, but it was no longer used for this purpose. Embedded into the concrete walls, flush mounted, was this device that contained only two things that I could understand. One was a nameplate that said Tesla, And the other was a knob that said nothing. But I soon realized it was on, off, and volume. There was no tuning knob and no choice. You just went to the Tesla and you turned up this knob if you wanted to hear things. And what I heard was check and nothing but check and nothing but check conversations and discussion. And I did not understand a word. And while I was really happy that I was where I was starting to feel a little lonely as I listened to my Tesla. And then, out of the blue, what my brain heard was kind of blah, 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 Jaromir Jagr, blah, blah. So, while he was with the Penguins and I was in Prague, I got to hear just how much his hometown folks were still rooting for him. We're looking for your afterthoughts, puzzle guess.
I know what you need to think. I know how you need to walk. I know what you need to drink. I know how you need to talk. And even if you try to say that I'm pretending, I do it anyway because it's trending.
The words are out, it's trending. Type and broad.
It's trending. It's trending. I know all the things to wear. I know all the hottest shows. You can take me anywhere, 'cause I know, baby, I know. Staying up to date is never ending, but I'm simply fascinated by what's trending. What's trending?
Some people worry about what happened in the past, things that ever last, or that stand the test of time. If you're in a hurry or you want to make new friends, following the trends is the way to cut the line.
What's trending?
I know every move to make.
What's trending?
I know every song to sing.
What's trending?
I know every rule to break. Baby, I know everything. Come and get it while it's hot and history's pending. And if you might have just forgot, ask me what's trending. What's trending? What's trending? What's trending?
That's Leo Sidran at the Saturday Light Brigade, featuring also Michael Lanhart and Saul Sidran. And we're getting a lot of guesses on our afterthoughts puzzle, and it's a lot of fun because we are getting different words in some cases than the one that I had in mind, but that's always fun. We're looking for the word that naturally follows out, broad, and type. We could add sports to this list. Or four. Four is also a clue. Let's see some of the guesses that have come in thus far. I see that Sarah and McCandless got the word that we have in mind. And Mark out in Irwin also got the one that we have in mind. Now, Bruce is one that had an alternative. He has line, outline, broad line, and type line. And I suppose sports line might also work. We had a different one in mind, but that's an option. Here comes Russ, who mentions that his wife, Sharon, words are her thing. You know, she got the correct answer, the one that we had in mind. And Larry is in Elwood City. The story I told about Yarber Yager. He was wondering if somebody was saying, check one, check two, check three, as in a sound. Check. John in Economy Borough got the word we were looking for. So did Jim in Black Ridge and Mike in Mars. Pudge mentions that Wifey Poo also had a guess of line, thinking along the same lines as Bruce. Tom got the word we were looking for, as did Annie. And Stuart was thinking that the word could be side. Now, side is not what we had in mind. Broadside, type side, and outside. And then he thought of blind side. But side is not the word we were looking for. Zach got the one we were looking for. John also had a guess of side. Now, Patrick thought of set, typeset, outset, and broadset. That pretty much could work. Ricky's taken a few calls that I have not acknowledged yet. Paul is in Whitehall. Is that so? It is so. It works. How about this? Paul, thank you for calling. Did you know that Yarimir Yager, his first name, Yarimir, can be rearranged into an acronym that is Mario J.R. for Junior. Mario Junior. That's wonderful. Bill in Homer City had an alternative answer of stroke. Broad stroke, type stroke, and outstroke, as in outstroking somebody when you're swimming or on the golf course. Alex, good morning. Thank you for using our Interact Live feature. So nice to hear from you, Alex. He got the answer that we had in mind. And I wonder if you did. We were looking for cast, typecast, broadcast, outcast, sportscast, forecast. Congratulations. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in our next hour. I'm a little behind in answering emails and text messages. It's a busy day today. Bonnie, up on Observatory Hill, also has the correct answer. By way of Facebook. And I see that Jim in the Heights of Crafton also has the correct answer. Happy birthday to Dust Bowl Jack, who celebrated on February 14th. Happy birthday, Jack. Happy birthday today to Linda of Monroeville from Leonard, Abigail of Brentwood, from your parents, David, from wife Kathy, and Julia, Peter, Andrew, and Maria, Billy of Allison Park, Lily from mom Christy and dad Dan in Latrobe, Sarah of Manesson from your family, Josh of White Oak. Tomorrow we have Ed of Cheswick from Lorraine, Bethann, Brian, Janine, Julie, and family, Colin from mom and dad and grandparents, and Coco the Wonder Dog. Happy birthday to Coco.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
The anniversary of Coco's birth is February 18th. On the 19th, we have Rose of Allison Park from mom, dad, and Audrey. Fred of Crescent from wife Shirley. Happy birthday, Fred. John of O'Hara from Amy and Mike. Parents, Amy and Mike, Stacy from Erica and Jonathan on the south side, Nikki from Susie, Karen Reckless of Texas, from husband Scott and Adam, Allison, Aaron, and the whole Reckless family, Tyler of Lawrenceville, from your family. Turning to the 20th, we have Tiffany of Westview, from Dwayne, Gabriel, and Zoe, Elizabeth, from Chelsea, dad, and friends and Mars twins, Kirk and Kyle, Samuel from Teresa and family. On the 21st, we have Luke of Fort Mill, South Carolina, from Stephen. And we have Rob Hoskin, also Jim of Pittsburgh, Clara of Bethel Park from mom and dad and Holly, Destiny of Baldwin from your family, Gussie of Verona from mom, dad, and sister Emily, Reed of Mount Lebanon from Nanny in Thompson, North Dakota, Scott from Wendy, Holly, Rusty, and family in Home, Pennsylvania, AJ from Brother Roy and Liz and Kurt in Bridgeville, Mackenzie of Murraysville, and Nick and Susan in New York City. Happy February 22nd anniversary. If my math is right, that's number 20. For the two of you. Finally, on February 23rd, we have Katie of Baden, Seth Basinger of Longwood, Florida, from your whole family, including Ricky and me, Tracy of Cranberry Township, from your family, Max from Great Auntie Rue, and finally, we have Susan of Blackridge from Brother Bob and Melissa.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
And if you include the birthday person's address, we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org, where it's now easier than ever to listen and play along.
He's been on the job too long. Well, it's twinkle, twinkle, little star. Along came Brady in his shiny car. He's got a mean look right in his eyes. He's gonna shoot somebody just to see them die. He's been on the job too long. Well, Duncan was just tending the bar. Along came Brady in his electric car. And Brady said, Duncan, you're under arrest. And Duncan shot a hole right in Brady's chest. He's been on the job too long. Brady, oh, you know you've done wrong. Just breaking in here while the game's going on. You come a breaking down the windows and knocking down the doors, and now you're lying dead on a barroom floor. He's been on the job too long. Old King Brady was a big fat man. The doctor reached out and grabbed hold of his hand. He fell for his pulse, then shook his head, said, I believe it to my soul that King Brady's dead. He's been on the job too long. Standing around, carry King Brady to the burying ground. Them rubber-tired buggies, them rubber-tired hacks, they took him to the graveyard, never brung him back. He's been on the job too long. When all of the women heard King Brady was dead, they ran right home and then defrocked in bed. They come a-slipping and a-sliding, a-shuffling down the streets, them begging Mother Hubbard's in their stocking feet. He's been on the job too long. Job too long.